Sacktown Sports
Headlines.
I'm Simone with your Sacktown Sports Headlines. Happy NBA Draft Day. Tons of movement already out in the field. The Washington Wizards are finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors for a package that includes Jordan Poole and future draft assets. Late last night, Boston Celtics, Washington Wizards, and Memphis Grizzlies agreed to a three-team trade. The agreement sends big man Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics, guard Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, and guard Tyus Jones to the Wizards. Tonight, the Sacramento Kings currently hold the 24th pick in the first round, as well as the 38th and 54th selections in the second. With so much draft intrigue to break down tonight, Sacktown Sports' very own Jason Ross and Chris Watkins are serving up a live draft special show for you right here after Cattles and Rami. All draft coverage on Sacktown Sports is proudly furnished by Power Business Technology. For all of your business office equipment needs, contact them at 844-POWER-BZ or go to powercopiers.com. I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. Welcome into Cattles and Rami with Jay Johnson.
Did you miss the headline and the top story of the day?
Extra, read all about it.
Don't worry, because we got you covered.
This is how we do.
It's the Cattles and Rami.
Top spot.
Fourth and final hour of the show, which means time for the top spot and the NBA draft getting underway. Jay, we will take you live out to the draft for all the picks. We'll keep you up to date and abreast of all the moves. We'll have crosstalk with Jason, Ross, and Watkins at 5:45.
Charles.
I'm sorry, what?
Charles.
Oh, Charles Watkins. Yeah, Charles, my bad. Charles Watkins. They'll be here at 5:45, taking you right into their draft show. It starts at 6, and they will continue taking you live out to the draft and giving you analysis, breakdown, and all the latest news and rumors from around the NBA this evening.
You digging Scoot's gear?
I like Scoot's suit.
What it? Thompson's you feeling?
The Thompsons are sharp.
Okay.
I feel like Grady Dick, you either love his fit or you hate his fit.
He came through with the red sequins, killing him up.
It looks like he took Dorothy's slippers and turned them into a suit coat.
That's what he said.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said,
really?
I'm coming from Kansas. That's the play on Dorothy's shoes.
I didn't know his background. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was from Kansas. Okay, that makes some sense then.
It's the play in.
All right, Still not so sure about that, but he's rocking it. Adam Silver is at the podium right now. All Sacktown Sports NBA draft coverage is brought to you by Power Business Technology. For all your business office equipment needs, contact them at 844-POWER-BZ or go to powercopiers.com. One more time, because I choked when I tried to say it the first time. 844-POWER-BZ. And again, we'll take you live out to the draft for all the picks and have any other news and rumors for you right here on Cattles and Rami. But Jay, we are still a ways away from the Kings picking at number 24. What do you want to see your Sacramento Kings do, my man?
Go big or go home, brother. I'm talking about walk it like you talk it. Shoot for a home run. Call your shot. Don't play it safe. You know, do it big. Big bank, take a little bank, Rami. Any way you want to say it, just do it big, brother. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that's, either you spend that all your picks, whatever pick, however many picks you want to, whatever many years down the road picks, as we've seen the Phoenix Suns are trading all the way to 2031 at this point, and they don't control anything, as we see Wembanyama out there rocking and rolling. Do something that's going to make a spark. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want the safe play. I don't want the easy play. I don't want the high floor, low ceiling play. I want the high ceiling, high floor. If that, you know,
that makes
opposite.
A lot of sense.
I want the opposite.
That makes a lot of sense. Absolutely.
I want to stretch whatever we possibly can and get the biggest move, the biggest commodity, the top name that you possibly can. When it comes to this draft for me,
my first choice would be traded.
Yes,
if you have to package it for the right guy with a Vezenkov or maybe with a Davion or somebody else off your current roster, that's what I would do. While I understand for a sustained success, they're going to have to draft well at the back end of the first and in the second round if they want to make this thing last, if they want it to be a 5-6-7 year run, if not longer, around this core and with Mike Brown as the coach. Eventually, they're going to have to hit on picks in the 20s or in the second round.
Well, they hit on Keegan.
They hit on Keegan.
They hit on Davion.
That is true. That is true. But that being said, I can wait a year until they
hit
on a late first round pick if they can make the right trade to bring somebody in here and help them right now win some basketball games. Because I want to build on what they did last year, Jay. I don't want spinning the wheels, you know what I mean? I don't want them to stay right where they are or even worse, take steps back from what they did last year. That big step forward that they took last year. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to take a step back on that. I want the arrow to keep pointing up on this thing for the Sacramento Kings. If they're not going to trade it, I'm with you. I want a big swing, and it might be a risky big swing. You know what I mean? And if I know you and I both like Amani Bates.
Love it.
A guy who was literally on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was in high school. People were calling him Baby Durant, and he's had like a rocky road since. It hasn't been the direct line from high school to the NBA or the short direct line that a lot of people thought that it might be. But I think, and he started to show this a little bit last year at Eastern Michigan, I know that athleticism, those skills, that explosiveness,
he can fill it up.
That people saw in him when he was in high school and they were calling him Baby Durant, putting him on the cover of Sports Illustrated, that's still there. And I trust Mike Brown and his staff and the players around him, De'Aaron and DeMontis and even Keegan, now that he has a year under his belt, that he could take this kid and say, hey, look, let me show you what I learned my first year in the league. You know what I mean? Or if you have a Harrison Barnes still around, who is obviously big to Keegan and a veteran leader, that's the type of guy that I'm looking for if you tap into him and get the full potential out of him, you might have yourself a serious baller and somebody who's going to be helping you win games for a long, long time.
Yeah, my crush is Bilal Coulibaly, who's Victor Wembanyama's teammate on the 92s and the Metropolitans. 6'8", man. He's 18 years old. He was 5'11" 2 years ago.
Mm.
Grew 8 inches in 2 years.
Man, I wish that would happen to me, Jay.
My dude, 7'2" wingspan, 8'11" standing reach, my man. That is absolutely
crazy. Wait, what did you say is his reach?
8'11" standing reach.
That's not human.
Come on, man.
That's alien stuff.
Dude, he went from the end of the bench to a vital role for the playoffs for the Metropolitans. Dude is a top-flight defender. Kind of, you know, he's got crazy explosiveness around the rim, man. When he goes up, he goes to dunk. That's one of my pet peeves. We got 6'7" guys going up, laying the ball up on the rim, and they're missing it. Pick is in. Come on, Victor, just stand up and walk. I don't even know why we even playing around. Why we took the allotted amount of time. I mean, look, that's just my pet peeve with the draft. Stop playing around. Come on.
Especially
you're
the
wasting
first
my time.
You know, Jay, when you go to a fantasy draft,
dude,
and the first guy is sitting like the draft starts, and he's like, right. Man, you had 6 months. You had 6 months. What do you mean? Why is this taking so long? You had 6 months. And on top of that, we know it's Victor Wembanyama. Just send Adam Silver up there with the card and say, with the first pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama, man. France. You know what I mean?
It's a waste of time.
You're wasting my time is what you're doing right here. And making me vamp until the pick comes up is the other thing that you're doing.
Dude, it's Coulibaly, though, man. The keys to his game is the jump shot. That's what everybody's talked about. Again, the dude's 18 years old. He shot 38% from in his last 25 games in the season. And that's basically when he was getting starter minutes, Rami. You know, he started the season not on the end of the bench, and then some injuries allowed Coulibaly to get it in. But from all accounts, man, he's a standing corner type shooter. But now his game is starting to refine to where, according to scouts, his development has begun to move around the three-point line and shooting. That's kind of the next element, the next stage for his game. I'll say, think about this right here. And this was something that caught my eye. He's raw. You know, is what a lot of the scouts is basically saying. And I use this terminology. He's 1 year away from being 1 year away. And if that means he's 2 years away at the age of 20, we ready to go get it? sign me up. But he averaged 8.2 points, 3.8 rebounds, and one assist. Doesn't really jump off, you know, in a steal. Doesn't jump off the page, which is kind of underwhelming. But compare him to other young Europeans who played in the top league against grown men. Remember, this guy started 17, 18 years old. At 19 years old with Barcelona, Hall of Fame inductor Pau Gasol averaged 4 points, two rebounds. At 18, Kristaps Porzingis, who we just seen traded, he put up 6 points and two rebounds per game for his team. So, I mean, if he's putting up 8-3-1 with the steal, he's already in
Adam
front of
Silver
him.
Silver is coming up to the podium, Jay. Let's hear Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, thank you.
With the first pick in the 2023 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama from Nantes, France.
You know, we could have did this 10 minutes ago. 501, we could have started this.
For real. For real. We really could have.
And you know what gets me is, like, I know there's a point in time, because I've been in this position, where you get a call and you want to celebrate and it's like, oh my goodness, I made it. Dude, you knew you made it years ago.
Yeah.
You knew you were going to be number one a year ago.
Yep.
That should have been soaked in by now.
Yep.
You know, and so that's the next part with the draft too, is let's move this along. Now we're to the real part of the draft.
Now it gets interesting.
What is Charlotte going to do?
Now it really gets interesting. And, you know, and we should go ahead and take a break just to make sure we don't miss the next pick.
Oh, we're not.
Because we're not. This is where things really get into who's going to go two, who's going to go three, and the next couple after that.
Rami, Charlotte's not even on the clock. Let him get on the clock first, and then take a
Victor
break.
Victor Wembanyama's still walking.
He's not even on the clock.
It should take him like
yet.
Four steps to get to the stage. Why is this taking so long?
Step over the tables.
Yeah. What's your entourage look at if you're getting drafted?
Oh, I got five guys with me. I got four guys. I got my boys from that I'm still boys with from high school.
And then are you bringing the
and
parents
my brother and my nephew and my brother?
So what are you about?
My
what?
Niece.
15
so
deep?
Let's say 4-3. I'm like 10 deep.
I'm fitting a stereotype. I'm not even gonna lie right here, brother. I'm bringing a whole rap crew stereotype. Everybody, we all dipped in the same gear.
Family.
We all looking the same. All family. You know, I'm buying everybody the ice. We're making a statement. We look like Maybach Music. You know? Death Row. We got that thing looking like Death Row if I'm getting drafted. I ain't going to tell you no lie, man. ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg, we all coming to look the same.
I would just like to see how uncomfortable my dad would be in like the Rockefeller, you know, the suit that you're talking about.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be dope. Pops in a nice little Thompson twin suit and, you know, a top hat, got the ice on the bridge.
My dad,
and all that.
Don't hurt him.
My dad, like, why is this chain so heavy? Why do I have to wear this? It's so heavy. It's so bright. I can't even see.
Well, you get Pops the smaller version, man. That's what we do. I mean, look, Wembanyama is going to make a lot of these guys are going to make a lot of money very quick.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So you can buy the big joint for yourself, and then everybody else kind of got the small ice.
Real quick, going back to your guy, I have trouble with his
name. Bilal Coulibaly.
Bilal Coulibaly. Mm-hmm. I saw a rumor this morning that the Spurs might try and trade up high enough to get him.
That'd be cool.
And pair him again with Victor Wembanyama, who is his team over there in France.
That'd be cold, man. I wouldn't like to see that.
You're going to get to not liking Coulibaly and Wembanyama real, real quick. We'll hit a quick break. Again, we will continue to go live out to the NBA draft, get you all the picks as they're being announced. Also, all the rumors, trades, and anything else that might happen. Stay locked in right here. Cattles and Rami, Sactown Sports.
Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports. One mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Robbie.
Sactown Sports.
That's the show. Oh, and I need to tell you.
It is 5:17, which means it's time to check out Capital Casino, conveniently located at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Next to Victor Wembanyama, the biggest winner in tonight's draft, Jay, might be Marty Smith.
Yeah, he's getting it in. He's getting a lot of time, too, a lot of air time.
He's working it, too.
Yeah, man.
And I like Marty Smith.
Yeah, he's cool, dude.
I'm glad they took him out of NASCARs, because I don't care about NASCAR, and he's doing things where I can actually watch him do his thing. He's fun.
He brings fun to his reporting,
for sure. Jay,
I like his college pieces, college football pieces.
Yeah, those are real good. Jay and Simone, you can get in on this as well. By the way, yesterday, 1 year on these airwaves.
Aww, are you serious? Congratulations.
Oh, man. Congrats, big dog.
But you weren't here.
Thank you. I know. I wanted to be back for the 1 year yesterday.
It's all good.
I was laying in my deathbed.
More willing you here now.
I am here now. But still, 1 year.
Congratulations,
brother. Compared to you guys, kind of a newcomer. And I didn't go through all the suffering that you guys went through as Kings fans. And the flip side of the coin of the suffering is the hope that comes, A, with the lottery, but then B, with the draft. And usually, like, this is right around the neighborhood where you guys would be sitting there.
Next three or four picks.
The Kings on the clock, and oh my God. Oh, by the way, the pick is in for Charlotte. Let's go out to New York.
2023 NBA draft. The Charlotte Hornets select Brandon Miller from the University of Alabama.
Oh, he was on that line. He was on that hard line at Verizon.
There goes that scoot talk that they were talking about going number two
scoot
to Charlotte.
Going to Portland.
That's what it looks like. And you and I both really like Scoot Henderson.
Man.
And quite honestly, I think, especially with the year in the G League under his belt, I know Dame doesn't want to play with young guys and guys.
Two.
Two years in the G League. I think Scoot's pretty NBA ready, and I think him and Dame could be a formidable combo, especially when you throw in Shaden Sharp with that as well.
I keep saying, man, one thing with Scoot is he's got the body, he's got the ability, he's got the nastiness, he's got the aggressiveness, he's got the mid-range game. Really, the only question for a lot of people with Scoot is, can he shoot? Guess what? We're sitting in Sacramento. Kind of sounds like De'Aaron Fox a little bit, huh? But he's built way bigger than De'Aaron Fox already. And the other part about it is unlike De'Aaron Fox and unlike most of these guys, the Thompson twins, of course, playing at Overtime Elite, the one thing Scoot has already been doing, he's a professional.
Yeah.
He's got a bank account. He's already getting, he doesn't have to call mom and pops for the trail mix and the boxes and all that type of stuff. He cashing checks already. And now, college players are definitely allowed to do that. But when De'Aaron was around, and I say this with air quotes, he wasn't cashing checks.
Sure.
Scoot's been cashing checks. He's a professional. We haven't heard anything. He played out Walnut Creek and, of course, playing in Las Vegas. I mean, I haven't heard anything but great things of Scoot, man. I really like where he's going.
And Brandon Miller, the total package, the absolute total package.
According to what everybody says.
Yep, he does it all. On both ends of the court, he'll pass it, he'll shoot it, he's a total package, and I think he's a good fit next to LaMelo
so
and Charlotte.
Too. What's the question for Brandon Miller? Because we had on, who we have on yesterday? Nathan Grubel from No Ceilings NBA, and his thing with Brandon Miller was, he thinks Brandon Miller, kind of what we kind of heard with Keegan is, he's got a high floor, all-star floor, I should say, but he doesn't know if he's going to be able to take the necessary step to be a superstar.
I was going to say, and Jay, I'm not the biggest college basketball guy, but the little bit I've seen from Brandon Miller, now he's a great athlete. I mean, you have to be a great athlete just to be an NBA player and to
Absolutely.
Go second in the draft. But like that dynamic athleticism, like that explosiveness.
Scoot Henderson.
like you see with a Scoot Henderson, I don't necessarily see that out of him. Just a good, sound basketball player with a lot of skills and a lot of ability and not a lot of holes in his game.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I mean?
Keegan Murray.
But that explosive, dynamic athleticism, I don't know that I necessarily see that in him. Portland now on the clock. But what I was about to ask you, till we hear the pick from Portland, does this feel weird as a Kings fan not being so invested on draft day?
Yes.
It does,
it definitely does. It, because, as you said, you got to it, you alluded to it, at this point, we're kind of checking the boards and we're looking for the rumors.
Butterflies are fluttering in the stomach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You're looking around for, oh, man, who's going to be around seven? Now, you know, it's, okay, Brandon, we know school's going to go. Okay, we're first Thompson to come off the board. All right. And, yeah, I'm with you, man. Who's going to be around? Are we looking at Lively or, you know, Kobe Jones, whatever. Whoever you kind of looking for, it definitely feels weird.
Simone, you feel weird not being invested in the draft?
No, I was just reminiscing. A year ago, remember when we were outside at the draft party?
It was cooking.
So hot.
Man.
It was crazy. And yeah,
skillet.
Totally different
by
vibe.
The end of that show, my head was spinning. Nick bought me a beer after that show. Best beer I've ever had. I was so hot and my head was spinning so bad after that show. I mean, I thought we did a good job. I thought we put on a good show.
Absolutely.
But man, and it was just insanity. Like, it was packed and hot and fun. It was fun, but good Lord.
And, you know, the other thing last year that I remember is, unlike many other parts of the draft, other years for the draft for the Sacramento Kings, I felt confident that the Kings were getting a good player no matter what last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was between Jaden Ivey and Keegan Murray for the most part. But that's kind of what I felt. In other years, we might be getting a little action here. We see Bobby Marks up there. In other years for the Sacramento Kings, it's kind of like grasping at straws, Rami.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, we're hoping that the right person falls down, you know, falls to the Sacramento Kings. Last year, I was confident, like, I think we're going to get someone that's solid, that's dope. You know, someone who's going to be good high floor, maybe not the highest ceiling, but someone that could be maybe an all-star down the road.
Yep, for sure. I 100% understand what you were saying, Jay. I've been there as a fan myself, and that hope that you feel on draft day, it's a powerful thing, and honestly, it's fun. You know what I mean? It's coming off a not very fun season more times than not, but it is pretty fun to sort of have that anticipation and that hope of getting that player that can change the direction of a franchise, or at least help change the direction of a franchise. Is something happening here?
I'm looking, man.
I think a trade might be in the works.
I'm trying to see what's popping off here.
Because they've been saying, well, let's just go out to New York. The pick is in. Adam Silver approaches the podium with the Blazers in the third pick.
With the third pick in the 2023 NBA Draft, the Portland Trail Blazers select Scoot Henderson from Marietta, Georgia, in the NBA G League's Team Ignite.
That's what's up, man.
That's solid pick.
Salute.
Absolutely.
Salute to them dudes. I think, and I'm saying it now, a lot of people talking about Wembanyama. I'm going on record right now. I think Scoot Henderson is going to be the best player out of this draft.
Really?
I do. I really do.
Okay.
I've got to see him play in person a few times. I haven't seen Wembanyama.
I love Scoot.
Man, Scoot's a beast in person.
I think he could be a very good NBA player. I think he has a bright future. I'm going to Wembanyama.
And I think, see, the thing about Wembanyama is dudes a lot. You got to, when you're that big, brother, injuries play a part.
Yes.
We got to hit a quick break. We'll continue to keep you up to date with everything going on in the NBA.
Put that
draft
on the record, Simone.
Put it on the record.
You got it.
Put it on the record. More Cattles and Rami next.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports. With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
That's the show. On the Rami half of that. Cattles out the rest of the week. Jay in his chair. Simone on the other side of the glass. In her chair and in Jay's chair. She's doing it all today.
Ooh la la.
Crushing it over there,
Simone.
Thank you. Doing an outstanding job. Even helping me do my job.
And reminding me of stuff I got to do.
I'm trying.
No, I'm doing.
That's right. There you go. Like reminding me that I got to tell people all the NBA draft coverage on Sacktown Sports is brought to you by Power Business Technology. For all your business, office, equipment needs, contact them at 844-POWER-BZ or go to powercopiers.com. Jason Ross, Chris Watkins will be in here for our draft show. They start at 6. They'll join Jay and I with their thoughts on what's gone down so far and a little crosstalk.
coming up at 5:45. We're going to keep going out to New York and get you those picks live and keep you up to date on any rumors, trades, anything else that might go down on NBA draft night. So far, no big surprises. Victor Wembanyama went 1, Brandon Miller 2 to Charlotte, and Scoot Henderson 3 to Portland. I don't know if that means Dame is staying put in Portland or if now, because of what he's said before, Jay, that he doesn't want to deal with the rebuild, he doesn't want to play with young guys, if now he starts putting the heat on the Blazers even that much more to try and get out of Portland, or maybe Scoot's an exception to what he was talking about with young players and not wanting to go through a rebuild.
Yeah, I would imagine that he's probably thought about it, you know, numerous times at this point. Pretty sure he's had all kind of conversations with Portland's brass about if he's going to be around, stick around. We've heard reports, we played it earlier, that it doesn't seem like a trade is on the horizon for that boy Dame Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
I gave the metaphor, the analogy of a long relationship of, you know, not getting married. You know, they keep fooling us. They keep telling us that they're going to get married, and we keep making the reservations, and it doesn't happen as the Houston Rockets come to the forefront.
Head out to New York.
Fourth pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the Houston Rockets select Amen Thompson from Oakland, California, an overtime.
Town business.
Oakland.
There he is.
Town business. And I mean, we seen that coming a mile away as he was on the telephone. He was on the horn. And
he had a very happy, relieved look on his face when he hung up the phone. Like, he just got some great news.
Shouts out to the Thompson twins, bringing Nana, Big Mama coming to the forefront, too. Shouts out. I see Auntie in the building. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, I would fit the stereo. Grandpaps is in the building. That's what's up. I'll fit the stereotype.
Me too. I'm
bringing the block
squad
with me.
The cousins. Yeah, squad coming.
Oh, man. Rami, you want to pull up, bro?
Yeah, for sure.
Then pull, let's
Am I invited? Am I in the green room with you?
Green room, man. Look, we're going to be so deep, we're going to have to put folks in the stands, the green room. We might have a couple cats on the walkway. Might need some folks in the media room. That's how I'm doing it. Look, you only get drafted once.
Yep.
One time.
Yep. You know what I'm liking about the draft so far,
got a lot of hand claps. They must have brought the. They must have brought the pack. Look,
that's everybody. That's
talking it's about. A big table.
Man, that's a big table.
Great Grams is there. Look, great grandpa in the building.
That is.
I'm trying to tell
that
you.
That is.
And you know, there's I just thought about
be
it.
Great grandpa and great grandma.
I just thought about it because there are two of them. They probably get more. They probably got more tickets.
Oh, that's a good point.
Man.
That is a good point.
Same family, same tree.
Yes.
Look at that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean,
Jay.
They got their own section. Pretty soon we're gonna see a couple bottles come out.
You know when you go to the restaurant, the party's so big. Like, you know a big party is coming because the staff comes out and starts putting tables. Like, they combining tables.
Adding tables to each other.
That's what they had to do for the Thompson family.
For real, man.
But, you know, this is just kind of an under-the-radar thing that really has nothing to do with the draft. But something I'm enjoying about this draft, Jay, is, what, 3 out of the first 4 guys now taken, not from college programs.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's a new evolution of this NBA draft with the rules that they put in a few years ago that you could go to the G League, you'd go to Europe and play if you wanted instead of going to college. I don't even know. I'm going to be real with you.
Overtime Elite?
I was just going to say, maybe you can explain to me, what is Overtime Elite where the Thompson brothers play?
Oh, and if a sore goes right here, that's going to be
four of the first five,
right?
Yeah.
Overtime Elite is it's like another league, right? G League is attached to the NBA. Overtime Elite was created, and I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of who, what, where, and why, but it was created to another direction to go instead of going overseas. Because remember, there were a couple of guys, and I can't remember, it escapes me, that went overseas.
Brandon Jennings
mm-hmm. was one of the first guys. I love Brandon Jennings.
Me
How did I forget about that?
Me too.
Where that, you know, that area was kind of open, and that path was open, and they had to go overseas. Overtime Elite was one of the first leagues that was created over here, United States, that allowed you to stay closer at home, not be attached to the G League, and you play kind of professionally. Shaedon Sharp was kind of on that border, you know, of doing the same thing. And it's just one of those optionary leagues that you can go to.
It's got to be tough for these brothers, though. They've played together, side by side, their whole lives, and now they're going to be separated. And I know they're living out their dream and everything else, but they've been asked about this, and I don't remember which one because they're identical twins. But they asked him, like, what's that going to be like? And he said, it's like a bad divorce. Like, you're losing the person who you've been next to for basically your whole life. You know what I mean? Now you got to go and live separate lives somewhere in different cities, maybe across the country.
That's true, because Overtime Elite, if I'm not mistaken, you could check this, was in Atlanta. And it's for, you know, 15 to 20 year olds, and you can go out and play that way in Atlanta. So they play with each other. It's, you know what I kind of liken it to? You're starting to see it a little bit, and we have one of the best ones here up the road in Napa, Prolific Prep. Have you ever heard of Prolific Prep?
I've not, no.
A bunch of guys have come through Prolific Prep.
Really?
Which is a prep, and you're familiar with a prep school, right?
I mean, yes. Are you okay? Yeah, I know what a prep school is.
Yeah, absolutely. Prolific Prep is one of the main ones. We had Mr. Brown, Jalen Green. It's a bunch of guys that are starting to come through Prolific Prep. I don't know why it's escaped me. Got drafted by Phoenix in front of, oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I have to look
it
up.
We're all trying to hear it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. And he was the fourth pick, I believe, third or fourth pick. Prolific Prep. Now I'm going to have to look it up. Goodness gracious.
Josh Jackson.
There you go. Who pulled that out?
Watkins.
Chris, there you go. You were late. You were late on it, Chris. No, you gave it to me. I'm good. Thank
his
you.
Face? Wow. He's like, what?
Helped you out. Throw him under the bus.
Shots out, man. Josh Jackson. He came through Prolific Prep. He was supposed to be like one of the great, you know.
Anything that cuts out the legs of the cartel that is the NCAA, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm here for it. We're waiting now on the Detroit pick. It is in. We're just waiting for Adam Silver, I guess, to make his way from the green room to the stage. I don't know what it means when they say the pick is in, but we're still not hearing the pick.
It's a walk, brother.
A lot of folks think, Jay, this will be Asur Thompson. And here comes Adam Silver to the podium.
With the fifth pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Asur Thompson from Oakland, California, and Overtime Elite.
That's what's up, man.
Those got to be some proud parents right there.
Congratulations to the Thompson family.
And everybody else. All the other folks at their table, whoever they might be.
30 of those people.
But you know, Jay, even with what I just said about the Thompson brothers and them, you know, being separated for the first time in their lives,
yep.
Another thing I saw in that interview was there's definitely, and this I think this is with all siblings, I know it is with me and my brother, there's definitely a healthy competitiveness between those two. The interviewer, I think it was Malika Andrews, said, you guys want to bet on who's going to go first? And again, I don't know which one said it. They're identical twins. He was like, oh, I'm going first for sure. And the other one looked at him and goes, you're going to lose.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
So that's, I think that will feed them also. You know what I like? For whatever is lacking and missing from not having that person by your side, I think wanting to outdo that person also can be some fuel for the fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially if it's healthy.
Yeah. But all the best to both those young men.
Man, shouts out to them, to the family, to the city of Oakland, you know, seeing their own jump up there. The fourth and fifth pick in the same draft.
Amazing.
That's dope.
That's
man.
Amazing. That and again, dope. Now four of the first five picks, not from college programs.
Yeah.
Two or one from overseas and two or three from these programs that you were just talking about. And I think that's great, man. As many paths as you can give these kids to go and live their dreams, the better. We'll hit a quick break, and on the other side, one of my dreams to share a studio with Chris Watkins and Jason Ross for Crosstalk, leading right into their draft show. That's next.
Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports. Your afternoon home for Kings Talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
Final segment of the show, leading you right into the Sactown Sports Draft Show coming up at 6 o'clock with Jason Ross and Chris Watkins.
Ross still en route to the studio, but we do have Chris Watkins here in the studio with us. What's up, dude? How are you?
Pretty good, yeah.
Sleep in a little bit tonight?
I did,
not
yeah.
Not doing the midday?
Nice. Felt real nice, yeah, good. To get a nice little sleep in and coming in now. Yeah, and you know, it's one of the most exciting days of the year for the NBA calendar. So
while we are away on that commercial break, Anthony Black out of Arkansas goes to Orlando. I'm going to be totally transparent. I always am. I don't know a whole lot about Anthony Black. Chris, you're here to do the draft show because you know a lot about dudes like this. So tell us a little bit about Anthony Black.
Well, first off, it is wonderful to not really have to do so much deep diving on all of these guys.
It's a lot of lettuce on his head. That I can tell
there
you.
Is. Yeah.
Time, great ain't lettuce.
Got, ain't even got bleach spot.
He might have to do like the De'Aaron visor on him. Yeah. Anthony Black he's an interesting prospect. He's I was telling Jay, he's like kind of like Lonzo Ball as a prospect. He's a bigger guard. Defense is definitely going to be his calling card and moving the ball. He's not really much of a scorer. You know, he's kind of a very Orlando Magic pick, honestly. The Magic always favor length, favor wingspan, and tend to not care about shooting. So he really fits the perfect mold for what Orlando likes to do. And, you know, they just continue to be a very long, lengthy team. And it feels like Anthony Black is just going to fit right in there.
We've been talking throughout the show, and I think it's part of any draft coverage now about the fits that these guys are wearing. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw the suit is like a I don't know, dark blue, almost purple velour looking like with a black collar and like almost a transparent shirt with some chains.
Yeah, there's some lace in that shirt.
There is some lace in the shirt. But then the thing that popped out to me, and you can't see it right now, I don't know if you guys caught it.
Bell bottom.
He's got on like Frankenstein shoes,
like the Doc Martens.
The platforms on his shoes are a good, like 2-3 inches.
Might
thick.
Be 6'9" tonight.
Is that a look, or is he shorter than his scouting report? And he doesn't want people. Yeah.
I think a stylist made a choice.
I do see the bell bottoms too, bro. That is kind of crazy. Bottoms. He's ready. Those are some elevator pants right there.
Is that a thing? The thick platform shoes? Is that a thing now? Or that
people
are doing?
So.
No,
I mean he's definitely. Yeah, he's got his little disco vibe. The thing that it continues to shine to me, both literally and figuratively, is the chains. The chains that these guys wear with these suits. I saw Scoot Henderson's got like 4 pieces on. Mm-hmm. They're all like massive, taking up his
whole
chest.
Like his whole suit was bedazzled.
Yes, his suit was diamond encrusted or something. I mean, you know, it's the biggest night of these guys' lives. They got to show out.
That's what I'm saying. But I said that. Oh, we're going
Pacers
back to the
pick is in. Let's Pacers go to the podium.
Oh, I don't know
Silver.
What this is going to be.
With the 7th pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the Indiana Pacers select Bilal Coulibaly.
My guy!
How about a riser?
Man, he came all the way. Dude was at the back end of the 20s in the beginning.
Yeah. He was like mocked around the Kings for a lot, especially in the beginning stages. If you would have looked at a mock draft right after the lottery, this dude was 24, 25, even late first round. And for him to go seven is crazy. I mean,
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think.
I like their fit, though, now that I'm sitting there looking
at it. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the young man, but do you think the spotlight of Victor Wembanyama gave him a chance to show people what he. Are we talking about Coulibaly going number 8 or in the first round of
probably
the draft
not.
from this team in France if he's not playing alongside Victor Wembanyama?
I mean, look, you're only a product of your environment when it comes to that. I will say this, though. You know, as you know, I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. He was on the end of the bench, man. He wasn't even playing.
He was with their second team, from what I understand, and played his way into the first team and then played his way into the starting lineup.
Correct. A lot of injuries for the Metropolitan 92s where Victor Wembanyama played over in France. But once he got his opportunity, Rami, it's like he took full advantage of it. Yeah. And like I told you, I think part of it is his catching up to his athleticism. He was 5'11 2 years ago. So now that he's jumped up to 6'8", as we talked about his wingspan being long, I think he's finally understanding like, oh, I could do this. I can do that. I can go here. I can do, you know, and I love him. He's just aggressive, man. Like, I like the D-Wades, the Iversons, the guys who go get it. For me, throw it up, he's gonna go get it. He's not even gonna let you play with it. I'm gonna go try to.
And you
dunk
said
on
an 8'1" wingspan,
8'2",
8'2" wingspan.
Jay, you say length reach.
You say you like the fit. You say you like the fit with him in Indiana. Is that what you're saying?
I do. I like it.
He ain't going to play there. He got traded.
Is he coming to the Kings? No,
I wish.
Oh, okay.
The Wizards moved up to number 7, so they did a pick swap with here 7-8. So, yeah, Coulibaly will be playing for the Washington Wizards.
I have no idea what's going on in
Washington. Just incredibly active today. Yeah, I mean, I guess they now have Tyus Jones.
Yep. Coulibaly and Jordan Poole.
They've got Coulibaly and Jordan Poole. I guess that's what the future of the Wizards
is. Got a 1-3.
They ain't trying to win.
No, yeah.
That's not their M.O. right now.
And they're
now.
Both, Coulibaly, 18 years old. Jordan Poole is 22,
24, I think.
Three,
so. Yeah, he's super young. So, I mean, you know, Washington's, they're hitting the reset button, which is good because they've been floating in limbo for way too long now, and it's good for them to just lean into that rebuild. And Coulibaly's a really good piece. I mean, there's people who are comparing his rise similarly to someone like Giannis because he's got, you know, he's 6'7", but has a 7'2 wingspan. People think he's going to grow to maybe 6'9", 6'10", like Giannis did early in his career.
Jonathan Givani, he said that he spoke to a scout, and that's who they kind of compared him to.
Yeah.
When you look at him play, you can definitely tell he has that European sauce to him where they have that same movement, that fluidity. Again, I think it's going to take him a year or two to kind of really figure out the game. And he's playing against grown-ass men at this point, right?
Yeah. Yep.
When it comes to the NBA and the top of the top. But I like guys who are – they don't back down. I don't think he's going to do that.
Looks like Washington's, although is this even Washington's pick?
So this is going to be Indiana's
pick. Yes. They swapped? So okay.
What they give up there?
It says 2 second round picks as well as a swap.
A lot of second rounds going around Sacramento.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes up once the Kings are actually on the clock or once it's that second round
that
hits. I mean, we saw the Nuggets now own 29, 32, and 36 or something like that. And those Nuggets are going to be trying to take the same guy, the same type of guys the Kings are going to take. The Kings are looking for those win now, older prospects. That's exactly what the Nuggets are doing with trying to trade for those picks.
Dude, I hope they don't go that way. Are you I think me and Rami are the same milk of I want to go big or go home. I've been preaching that for the last week. Are you playing it safe? Are you looking for the high floor, low ceiling?
I'm playing it real soft this year. I'm laying it up in terms of golf terms. Like I'm just trying to hit par right now. All I'm trying to do with this pick, I am so high on just taking those guys who have been there, like I was saying with Denver, those 3 to 4 year guys, the Chris Murrays, the Jaime Jaquez's, those are the guys, the Trace Jackson Davis in the second round. Those are the kind of guys that I'm looking at, guys who can actually help this team next season win games. I understand the logic of like now is really the time to take a developmental project because now it's not as important for that to pan out. But I just think that this team, if they want to start winning really soon, they could probably use 1 or 2 of these draft picks to actually hit.
Anything in the picks that have been made so far stand out to you or jump out to you? It all seems to have pretty much gone chalk. There was some talk that Scoot could go number 2 to Charlotte and not Brandon Miller, but that was just talk, it appears. To me, it all seems like the pieces, at least the major pieces at the front end, fell where most people thought they would fall.
Definitely that Coulibaly trade or that Coulibaly selection is the biggest shock so far, but everything has been pretty up to board so far. I mean, you had to figure the Thompson twins were going to go close.
Let's go to New York and see what the Pacers are doing.
In the 2023 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Jairus Walker.
Oh, yeah.
From the University of Houston.
This dude is a bull. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this dude is just a load. I mean, he looks like a large man. He is like a LeBron body build.
He looks like a redwood of a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to get in his way.
I like Sasser, too. I like Sasser coming on that back end. I wouldn't mind seeing some electricity for the Sacramento Kings on the back end with Marcus Sasser.
We got to get out of the way, Jay, Simone, and myself, and make way for Watkins and Jason Ross to do their thing on the draft. And once again, all the draft coverage on Sactown Sports brought to you by Power Business Technology. For all your business office equipment needs, contact them at 844-POWER-BZ or go to powercopiers.com. Thanks to Matt Babcock, senior NBA draft analyst over at SI Now, for joining us. If you missed that or anything on today's show, check it out on our app, sactownsports.com, youtube.com/sactownsports. Thanks to all y'all for listening. Enjoy the draft show, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow starting at 2.
to the altar. I know you ain't a... But remember what I taught you. Keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.